Good afternoon. It's 1:06 with WXPR News. I'm Mackenzie Martin. Governor Tony Evers says Wisconsin voters showed their displeasure with partisan politics when they elected him. The Democrat officially assumed the top elective office in the state today. Evers says he will try to work with majority Republicans after becoming the state's 46th governor. Every statewide office in Wisconsin will be held by a Democrat, while Republicans maintain wide majorities in both the Assembly and State Senate. Evers' inauguration started at 11 a.m. Mike McCabe was one of eight Democrats who tossed his hat into the ring last year against Tony Evers. Ken Kroll spoke with McCabe about the change in Wisconsin politics.
McCabe had been working with Wisconsin Democracy Campaign and then formed the grassroots political organization Blue Jean Nation. He says there was talk during the campaign among the Democrats to lower the number of candidates to strengthen behind one candidate, but McCabe says that would have been a mistake.
That competitive primary strengthened Tony Evers. It made him not only a better campaigner, but it made him embrace a far more bold agenda. It made his stance on the issues much more clear, and he didn't suffer for that. He ended up getting elected, and so I hope Democrats will take a lesson from this and realize that standing for something and having contested competitive primary elections are a good thing, not a bad thing.
McCabe says Evers' election signaled a clear choice by Wisconsin voters.
The people of Wisconsin clearly wanted to end one-party rule, and starting on January 7th, one-party rule in Wisconsin ends.
McCabe says the focus of Blue Jean Nation will continue to have everyday people get inside the political system and work toward the common good. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
The need for blood is critical as two Northwoods blood drives happen this week. Red Cross Regional Blood Representative Mark Sutton says this is a special month to think about the needs of other people.
We have one blood drive coming up in Antigo, Tuesday, January 8th, and that's going to be at the Antigo Community Church from 10:30 to 3:30. People can come out and donate. We could definitely utilize the blood. You know, the month of January is Blood Donor Month to recognize people that donate, but also to encourage people to donate since January is one of the hardest months that we have for blood donations.
Sutton says there are a number of factors that can make January a tougher time to get blood donations.
There's a lot that goes into it for the month of January. One is that we're coming off a holiday where people are on vacation and spending time with family, so we see a bit of a dip in donations. It's also cold and flu season, so there's a lot more people that are not able to donate, you know, if they're sick. You know, and then we live in the Northwoods, and there's a lot of blood drive cancellations that happen due to weather. So those things combined make January one of our hardest months.
Sutton says all blood types are welcome. He says they also will be in Three Lakes this week.
We have a blood drive coming up on Wednesday, January 9th at Three Lakes High School, and that's going to be going on from noon to 5. And so if people would like to donate this time of year, come on out to Three Lakes High School. The other thing with the high school blood drive is that we run a scholarship for the high schools based on their blood drive. So not only will you help save a life, you'll also help their scholarship fund.
Sutton says for more information, he recommends going to the website redcrossblood.org. With WXPR News, I'm Mackenzie Martin.